Ali Tampsell joins us for a kōrero today. Ali is from Ngāti Whakau, Te Arawa, Waikato and Tainui. She's been a kaumahi at Vic Uni for some time now. And today we're talking about future visions for Te Taiao. It's a film competition and it's part of wider research that looks at the way that Te Tiriti partners can govern together for sustainable environmental management. Thank you for joining us on today's program, Ali. It's neat to have you on our program. A warm welcome. Tēnā koe.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Thanks for joining us. Te Tai Ao. And a film comp, which is always neat. It brings out the best in our people. And we're actually getting pretty damn good, Māori, at putting together film pieces that focus on a kaupapa. Perhaps you could tell us more about the competition and how it came to be.
Originally, the film competition was done with a project that me and Maria Barge were doing with her hapu, Ngāti Kia Ngāti Tuara, and it was about their Te Whaka Maru o Horohoro, so their predator-free project, and we were going to do a film competition about their visions for predator-free Horohoro, but COVID kind of got in the way, and then fast forward to now, we're trying to do it again and we're in another lockdown, but we changed the scope of the film competition to be broader because of new research that we're doing with the Bioheritage National Science Challenge. So now we're asking for communities and people to share films about what they might envision the future for our environment. And we kind of want people to get as creative as possible and send in, you know, a horror film or a thriller or a comedy, because I think telling stories and narratives is such a great way of creating knowledge, and we wanted to get some exciting ideas to come through, so yeah.
And there'll be opportunities for that, because there's a category for it. I'm going to take up to 11 years of age. Everyone's got a smartphone. We're all filmmakers. Taiohe, which is 12 to 18, and then Pakeke, open age categories as well. I suppose we take it as a given that we should be utilising the treaty to protect Papatūānuku, that it affords us rights to merge the best of our traditional thinking and the best of what's arrived on ships 200 years ago to this land. So the merging of two ideas, perhaps our cultural history and modern techniques, many would suggest this should be a given. It's not a reality, though, at the moment, but it should be. What would you say about bringing this mix together, the environment or Te Tai Ao, Papatūānuku, the goal, but with this bi-cultural approach?
Yeah, well, currently, our current system for environmental protection is failing in many ways. It's failing our taonga species and our waterways, but it's also failing to uphold our cultural, traditional relationships to land. And I think Te Tiriti, if it was honoured respectfully, it holds some really important values of partnership and sharing and tino ranga tiratanga for Māori. So, I think using Te Tiriti to sort of as a lens to understand how we could manage the environment is helpful. But I also think that it won't necessarily look one way. I think treaty governance is going to be more complicated than just one simple solution, and there'll be lots of different ideas from different communities, and it will look different ways depending on where you're from. So, I think there's so much to gain from sharing knowledges and coming together for a hopeful vision, or if people don't have those hopeful visions, I guess, yeah.
Well, it's talking about governance and policy. We've got some pretty interesting examples too with Tūruwera and down in Whangarui River as well. So there's some neat examples, but hey, it feels as though the competition is open to all ideas, as you mentioned. They don't all have to be serious. You can still get a good point across using humour or the like. So the door is open. It's called Future Visions for Te Tai Ao. It's a film competition, and it opens on the 1st of October. Films to be submitted by the 17th of October. and there are some wonderful prizes, etc., up for grabs. How do you get hold of it to find out more, Ali?
Head to our Facebook page, which is Future Visions for Te Taia, or our website is futurevisionsfortetaia.squarespace.com.
Nice catching up with you, Ali. Hope it all goes well. All the best to you and your family through lockdown.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Thanks a lot, Ali.